Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Harry Palmer to commence a further chapter of Office Wife. Well, La Bronson has unsheathed all her claws at her boss. And you can take it from me, she wears them pretty long. At the moment, she has just about everyone in the place looking at Jeff out of the corners of their eyes. Without telling one actual fib, she's made him look like Casanova in a chalk-stripe suiting. In a few days, Jeff, Stella, and of course Marcia Pilgrim, are off to the West on business for Benny Puller. But the kernel of the situation is this. Suppose Jeff's wife Marcia didn't go with them. If Marcia stayed home, we could then very easily cast her in the role of the betrayed wife. Jeff would be flung from the firm, and we'd all live happily ever after. Yes, that's the problem. How to keep Marcia here?
I've pulled my weight, Harry. Surely you can think of some way to prevent Marcia going with Jeff?
Marcia, my dear, is kind of clinging where her husband's concerned.
I'm quite well aware of that.
There's just one way we might manage him.
Yes? Well, how?
Don't you remember Marcia wants me to help her get you fired?
What about it?
If she thought she could get rid of you by staying here while you and Jeff go off on business, I think she would.
But what if Jeff finds out that you put her up to it?
How could he? Only Marcia could tell him. And she wouldn't do that because she's already gone behind his back by coming to me.
You know, what we're trying to do is pretty rotten.
You should care. Pilgrim's had the nerve to tell you you won't be able to mix socially with the Pilgrims, haven't you?
Yes, I know, but... Well, I'm not going to weaken now. I said I'd see him sacked and his marriage on the rocks, and so I will.
Good girl. And I'll bet you 20-1 you'll never regret it. Now let's put our heads together in earnest and see what we can cook up. I'll get Marcia on the phone. Tell her I've got some way to...
Turn around, Angel. No, a bit more. Now, head up. Darling, it's terrific.
Is it really?
Straight out of Harper's Bazaar.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Was 2710 too much?
Ah, with that dress, darling, you can beg me.
Ah, you're a sweet husband, really, you are. Jeff, I'm sorry I was rotten about the trip and Stella the other night.
Oh, that's all right, Pat. Actually, I'm hoping we'll enjoy every minute of it. And as for Stella, you'll hardly ever see her. And not at all between 5 at night and 9 o'clock in the morning.
Heaven be praised for that. What is she going to do? Crawl back into the skirting each night?
Oh, don't be too hard on her, darling. Oh, I say I'll be late for Benny Puller. I'd better bolt. See you about 10.
Oh, don't be too late, will you?
Well, if I am, it'll be old Benny's fault. Oh, do I need a coat? Yes, I think I do. Bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hello, Marcia. Is Jeff there?
No, he's just gone out.
Oh, good. I want to talk to you about Stella Bronson.
Is anyone for me, darling?
Oh, no, Jeff. It's Angela Tennant.
Oh, righto. See you later.
That was Jeff, Harry. Do you want to come around? I'll be alone till about 10.
Right. Give me about 15 minutes. I think I know how you can get rid of Mistress Bronson.
All right, Harry. Tell me quickly. What is it?
Well, Marcia, Are you prepared to let Jeff and Stella go away without you?
No, I am not.
Well, it's the only way, Pedro. No. Just suppose you stay here and give them 2 or 3 days to settle down. Then fly up and time your arrival for fairly late in the evening. There's a flight gets in sometime after 9. I looked it up.
So far, you sound positively better.
No, but listen. Jeff and Stella aren't going to sit around separately every night after they finish the day's work.
You don't think they...
No, Jeff wouldn't step out of line. He's too decent. We both know that. But Stella Bronson would. And Jeff's too good-hearted to say, keep well away from me after 5 in the afternoon.
Well, if they're not going to be doing anything to be ashamed of, what's the sense about this?
If you walk in unannounced, they're almost bound to be together. If not at their pub, then at the theatre or a nightclub or something. If you play your cards right, Jeff will be put in such a false position that he'll have to get rid of Stella.
Yes. He couldn't refuse to have her fired then, could he? Not if I made an awful fuss and raved a little. Oh, but Harry, I hate doing this. It's all so rotten.
Do you want to get rid of Stella or don't you?
No, I do.
Well, I can see the signs as well as anyone. You'll never get any happiness while Stella Bronson's your husband's secretary. You have to fight fire with fire.
But it's so filthily underhand.
Well, isn't Bronson underhand the way she's trying to grab your husband?
Is she fond of him, Harry?
I don't know about that. If you ask me, she's just plain predatory.
But are you sure this will work?
Well, you've nothing to lose. Now, you've still 5 days. You can say to Jeff sometime over the weekend that you've decided not to go. You could tell him tonight, even.
He'll think I'm crazy.
Make it up to him.
I will, too. I'll be the best wife in the world to him once Stella Bronson's out of the way.
Of course you will. Marcia, darling, when you arrive in the West, all you have to say is you change your mind. Now, what about it? Do you think it's worth trying?
Yes. I'll tell him tomorrow. I'll say, I'm not coming with you, Jeff. Every time I feel rotten, I'll just think of him without Stella Bronson.
Good lass, Marcia. I knew you'd do the sensible thing. This will be the end of Bovary Bronson.
My, my, Marcia. What it must be to have a prosperous husband. That rag really is something.
I get Angela.
Darling, it's heavenly. Want a drink?
No, thanks. I just want to talk to you. Listen, have you anything special on in the next fortnight or so?
Oh, there's old Mrs. Timothy Eiffel's afternoon reception for that literary waller. Never can remember his name.
Could you get me invited?
I expect so. But, darling, I warn you, we'll probably get lemonade to drink and scream with boredom.
I don't care, just so long as I'm invited.
Darling, you're not going arty and crafty, are you?
No. You see, Jeff's going away again, to the West. And I want an ironclad excuse not to go too.
What gives? Is the Bronson baby going with him?
Yes.
Well, come on, tell your Auntie Angela. Since when has hubby been taking 2,000-mile jaunts without his loved one?
I'd like to tell you, Angela, but really, I can't.
When people say they can't in that tone, it means they could, but they won't. All right, Master. I'll get you an invitation to Mrs. Eiffel's. You'll be there, won't you?
Well, no. It's just the invitation I want. That's all.
Oh, give me strength. After that, I need a drink. Hi, Charlie. A double at the double.
It worked perfectly, Stella, weak as it was. Marcia will not be winging her way to Geoffrey until 3 days after you leave here.
Harry, what you said on the phone last night doesn't make sense.
Oh, yes, it does, Angel.
I'm not going to be a clay pigeon. I'm not going to sit about with Jeff waiting for Marcia to come in and catch us together just so she can have me kicked out.
I see you've not caught on.
Oh, don't be so utterly maddening. What are you getting at?
Darling, when Marcia arrives, you won't be there. On the second day, you'll hop on a plane and come back here, screaming that you needed a chaperone because of Jeff.
What?
Yes. You're going to return in terrific dudgeon. You're going to throw yourself upon Mr. Percy Fleming, weeping copious tears. You're going to scream loudly for Mr. Bendigo. Now, do you get the idea?
Yes.
Yes, I do get the idea.
Jeff will be recalled immediately.
But won't he deny everything I say?
Who's going to believe him after the groundwork you've put in? It's perfect. Within a week, Jeff will be out. I'll be handling Benny Puller's account, and you'll be sitting on top of the heap as my secretary. And after that, we'll just gradually work our way in. Until one day, we'll take over from Percy Fleming himself.
You know, I don't feel a scrap elated about this.
You will. I've waited a long time for this. And we're
I thought I'd enjoy getting back at Jeff Pilgrim. But, Harry, I feel rotten. That rotten.
Hello, what's that you have there, Marcia?
It's an invitation to a reception at Mrs. Timothy Eiffel's.
Offer, suppose?
No, just for me.
Hey, since when have you been moving in those circles?
Oh, Angela Tennant knows them pretty well. I met Mrs. Eiffel once not long ago.
Oh, when's it for?
The 27th.
Oh, well, in that case, you can tear it up and write a polite little note. Anyway, I shouldn't think you'd be missing much. Aren't they a pack of the most frightful bores, all posing as something and so forth?
Some of them are very charming.
And some of them are stuffy, pompous asses. I met one of Mrs. Eiffel's protégés only the other day.
Oh,
you should have seen the idiot.
I'll probably see him on the 27th.
Don't be silly, Pet. You'll be 2,000 miles away.
I'm accepting this invitation, Jeff.
Bad show, accepting, when you know you won't be turning up, darling.
But I will be turning up.
What?
Yes. You see, Jeff, I decided this morning. I won't be coming with you.
Will someone kindly explain what Marcy is up to now? One minute you couldn't keep her away from this Western trip if you beat her off at the club. And now she's turning it down so that she can stand in letter with a pack of would-be bohemians. Perfectly dotty. That is, unless there's something behind it. Yes. Now, dear, my love, you've a little explaining to do.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife. Written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.